Well, we discussed it earlier, and I want to discuss it more in depth now. And that is this misguided idea that shutting down Line 5 is somehow a good idea. It's been coming from the governor and the attorney general now for a couple of years. They've set a deadline of May 12th. Governor Whitmer says she's going to shut down Line 5. I don't know that she has the ability to do that, but it will impact the entire region, which is why so many other states are involved. Ohio, Wisconsin, Ontario. Joining me is Mark Griffin, the president of the Michigan Petroleum Association, a member of the Great Lakes Michigan Jobs Coalition as well. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to have you here. Thank you. Let's look at propane, just propane. Line 5 provides 55% of the propane in the state. But more critical, what I don't understand is how would Governor Whitmer have gone on her secret trip to Florida if she hadn't gotten jet fuel through Line 5? You know, that's where the fuel, you know, originates, right? I just throw that out there for, you know, making a point that that Line 5 impacts the region, does it not?
Oh, exactly. You know, it's important to our economy, the region's economy. It's a lifeline for not only heating fuel, but for the economy. Everybody in Michigan relies on petroleum products, and just like they do in Canada and Ohio and every place, and it's part of a network of pipelines that provides, quite frankly, the lifeblood of our lifestyle.
So has there been an ongoing issue with Line 5, a number of leaks, problems, mechanical failures?
You know, it's been in operation for 65 years, and it was built back in 1953 by the Bechtel Corporation. It's a dual pipeline that goes way underneath the surface of the Straits of Mackinac so that it makes it resistant to corrosion because there's no oxygen at that level. It's it's coated with a super durable enamel coating, and the pipe walls, if you can think of it this way, the pipe walls of the part that's under the Straits of Mackinac are three times as thick as a normal pipeline. So they over-engineered this, they overbuilt it. That's why it's been in place for 65 years without an incident in the Straits of Mackinac.
Not a single incident. So here's something else. Last week here on the program, I had a gentleman on the program from a company called Sisu Energy out of Texas. He's offering to pay owner-operators $12,000 to $14,000 a week to drive tanker trucks. Why? They can't find anybody. And I bring this to your attention, Mark, because the governor says, well, we'll just move propane by tanker truck and this. There aren't any tanker trucks that are ready to do
exactly
this. There's a tremendous deficit of drivers. So the idea that you'd have tankers and drivers, it's just a fantasy, isn't it?
It truly is. You know, my members as petroleum wholesalers, we're the ones transporting all the gasoline, all the diesel, most of the propane, heating oil, all around the Midwest today. We pay an average of $60,000 to $80,000 a year for drivers, and our average driver is 51 years old. We can't find drivers. There's not trucks available. It's not like there's this big parking lot filled with tanker trucks that, you know, tanker trucks are us, and you can just go and pick up 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 new trucks tomorrow. Doesn't happen that way. So for anyone to think that we could shut the pipeline down today and replace the transportation of this life-giving product tomorrow, that's a fantasy is probably a very polite, generous term.
Well, it is a family program.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah, sir.
It's a family program. You know, kids listen on their way to school, which I appreciate. All right, so why then does it look like a vendetta against Enbridge? I mean, Enbridge didn't build this. I don't know what year Enbridge bought Line 5, but obviously it's a $400 billion company, annual sales, give or take. It's a big company. And they have been a great partner with Michigan. I mean, they have a number of employees that live in Michigan. They, you know, moms that go to soccer games and dads that, you know, go to the local restaurant. I mean, families in Michigan are Enbridge families. And yet it looks like it's a vendetta from this governor and this attorney general against this company. Why?
Well, it's part of this bigger picture of this whole anti-hydrocarbon, anti-petroleum movement that we've seen pop up in areas in government and in typical, in what we see in Michigan is this is the easiest place to attack. You know, if you want to affect the petroleum industry the most, you're going to attack a choke point, an area where a pipeline goes through the water like this. There's other crossings where pipelines cross water in Michigan, but this is the one that, you know, that you can pull on people's heartstrings. You can create this anti-petroleum myth that goes on, and that's what we're seeing. And that's all this is pandering to their base. We get that. Sadly, you know, the petroleum industry in Michigan that produces petroleum products and wells and so forth, they use Line 5 to transport their product to market. Without Line 5, you shut down all the oil wells, you shut down all that type of an industry. You know, so it's a way to try to take a whack at us. And we understand that. And you're right, Enbridge has been a good partner. They have worked hard at what they're doing, and they get better at it every day.
Right. They do. They've been a responsible steward. They offered a $500 million project, not 1 cent to be charged to Michigan. But what would happen is it would create Michigan jobs, union jobs, too, which should make the left happy. But it just gets ignored. I don't understand it. Mark Griffin here, the president of the Michigan Petroleum Association. So let me ask you, is it going to get shut down in 2 days? Is the pipeline shutting down on May 12th?
I don't believe so, because ultimately it's an international pipeline that is regulated by the federal government, not by the state of Michigan. Keep in mind, both sides on this discussion are in court. I believe that's in, you know, not a lawyer, don't play one on TV, but my
Thankfully.
Understanding is it's exactly. My understanding is it's in federal court. You know, if a judge told them to shut it down, they're a responsible corporation. Sure, they're going to shut down. Barring a judge telling them to shut down, just because someone.
Well, what I'm asking you, Mark, is this: does the governor have the unilateral power to say shut the pipeline?
That's what a judge needs to decide. I don't think she does, because it's an international pipeline ruled by international law.
Well, here's my point: if we don't hear by, sunrise on, 48 hours from right now, what happens? What does Enbridge do? Are they ordered to shut down by somebody who doesn't have the authority to do that? Or does she say, there's the problem, right? I'll give you the last word.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the problem. That's what, a court's going to decide this when a court decides it. Both parties are in mediation. I know they've been talking about it. This is a deadline that is an artificial deadline, certainly. It's just a date picked on a calendar. The pipeline is safe. It's been safe for 65 years. There's no reason to shut it down. We need to keep it open long enough to build the Great Lakes Tunnel. That's the ultimate answer to everyone's concern. Get that tunnel built.
Mark Griffin, it's always an education, and I appreciate your insight and your calmness in the face of all this. I might be a little more excitable, shall they say. Mark Griffin, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
There you have it. So we'll keep an eye on it. 48 hours from now, what happens? Does Line 5 close? Did you buy your propane in advance? I did. I did. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Pepperidge.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLA Grills.com.